Thank you, Mary Ann and Linda and Amy and the choir and the praise team. Isn't it amazing to be gathered together once again? This is our first time together since July 1st. So you are a beautiful sight to see all together. If you wandered somehow into our midst on this 10:30 worship service this day, we are pleased you're here. And normally you'll find us here at 9 and 11 with some of that pulled apart, but so many gifts and talents and abilities and skills and gifts of the Spirit being used this morning. I am grateful. And today is simply about gratitude. It's about thanks. It's about thanksgiving. And what an amazing morning we've had together in song and prayer and liturgy already. Thank you, Mia. Marianne and I are nursing our gravelly voices this morning with hot water. Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, the showing of gratitude, is in so many ways the simplest of holidays, of spiritual practices, and Linda did that with us this morning, and certainly of our responses to God. On the biggest, widest of levels, this is about returning our thanks to God for all that is provided in all circumstances, times of plenty and times of want, in wonderful circumstances, and in times of pain and struggle, in every circumstance, for the gift of life on this day. In all ancient histories, in all religions, in all cultures, the giving of thanks and offering is present. We only have to experience need, want, tragedy, and misfortune to experience deep gratitude at the abundance, smooth sailing, and blessings of the most ordinary of lives. In our Christian history and in our holy book, in the story of God's people, there are 98 uses of the word thanks and 32 uses of the word thanksgiving in the scriptures. And none of them involve turkey or a table, or pilgrims. They might involve a meal. In the Old Testament, sacrifices were often requested and required, but many of them are in combination with fasting, offering, and thanksgiving. The Psalms joyfully offer thanks in many places, like these in Psalm 26. I wash my hands to declare my innocence. I come to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of your wonders. I love your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your glorious presence dwells. And in Revelation 7:12, we find these words of song. Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen, amen. And each time we celebrate Holy Communion, we say these words of the great thanksgiving. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. A familiar place, thanksgiving. The giving of thanks is part of the core of our spiritual beings. Do you feel like we know this? Do we know this as a people of God? Yet like so many simple, just intuitive, ground-level things, we have managed to muddy it up in all ways humanly possible. And one of those ways is to tie it up with this national holiday that we'll celebrate on Thursday, that thing that we call Thanksgiving. And there are a couple of narratives that play out in our heads that are almost myth-like. We heard the kids kind of reflect on what words they think of with Thanksgiving, and most of them revolve around food, some tentative entry into pilgrims, and we'll kind of go down that road a little bit. So let's see if we can unwind them from the act of giving thanks. And one of those myths may well be our picture of the first American Thanksgiving that we read about in our school books when we were younger. Particularly those of us who are older may have been given a bit different narrative than is offered today. But that narrative has pilgrims and the friendly Indians who shared harvest with them and created a bountiful table. But the actual history, of course, is a bit different. In 1621, the starving Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians did share some sort of autumn harvest feast. But Europeans had already been capturing and exporting native peoples into the slave trade, and relationships were wary and selective. And while many Native Americans seemed willing to share resources and information about survival in this new land, it was from their perspective as hosts at the feast in an abundant land and not as servants to a conquering people. Can you feel the difference there? Thanksgiving, since 1970, has been observed as a national day of mourning for many Native Americans. A very different view of that story that we learned, isn't it? And days of Thanksgiving continued to be celebrated by separate colonies and territories as time went on. 2191 was not the inception of an annual Thanksgiving feast. It was a feast of giving thanks. So it continued in scattered ways, and in 1827, so almost 200 years ago, Sarah Hale, a noted magazine editor and prolific writer of Mary Had a Little Lamb, among other things, launched a campaign to establish Thanksgiving as a national holiday. And for decades, she published editorials and sent scores of letters to governors, senators, presidents, and other politicians. And Abraham Lincoln finally heeded her request in 1863, at the height of the Civil War, scheduling Thanksgiving for the final Thursday in November. And it was celebrated on that day every year until 1939, when Franklin D. Roosevelt moved the holiday up a week in an attempt to spur retail sales during the Great Depression. Black Friday has arrived, I believe, and signed a bill making Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday in November, and that's how we arrive at this Thursday. And so that's rather an interesting American story of religious freedom, expansionism, competing interests, war, and commerce, but not necessarily the pretty picture that we see in our heads or remember from our school books, is it? And that myth of the first American Thanksgiving combines with our Norman Rockwell picture. Have that in your head? Of what Thanksgiving should look like in our own lives. A table full of smiling faces gathered around plenty of food. But we know as we prepare to pack and distribute 50 plus food baskets tomorrow that there is not always plenty of food on the table. And we know often from our own experience that there isn't always a table full of family and smiling faces. Families are fractured and splintered. People are alone and lonely. I learned this fact a few years ago, and it just kind of blew my mind. The night before Thanksgiving is annually the number one busiest night in bars in America. How do we imagine that plays out at the family table each year? If you have a big, robust Thanksgiving dinner with plenty and without strife, absence, or warring factions, God bless you. May you enjoy your time together this Thursday. And while I've had some of those long table Thanksgivings in my lifetime, my young people now head to the in-laws for Thanksgiving or have to work. My parents and Mark's have all passed on. Most of the elders in my family are gone. My brothers live on the West Coast. The few nieces and nephews are scattered. We'll gather around a small table with my sister and a Bob Evans meal this year, and we will count it as blessed. But we are, as a nation and a people, a long way from that concept of fasting and feasting and gratitude of the people of ancient times and ancient Israel, and often a long way from the Norman Rockwell pretty picture of gathered family. So where does that leave us? Dashing your myths here this morning, where does that leave us? It really leaves us back at the beginning, to Linda's reflections on the spiritual practice of gratitude, to the observance of the giving of thanks as an offering to God. In times of plenty, in times of want, in wonderful circumstances, and in times of pain and struggle, in every circumstance, for the gift of life and for this very day. I want to share a gift with you at this time. I discovered this film called Gratitude a few years ago. I watch it when I need to take a breath, when I'm feeling crabby and resentful about the world, when I need to remember to be grateful. And I've shared it with staff and small groups and anyone who will sit with me and watch it over the years, but today I get to share it with you. And this is an original short film by filmmaker Louis Schwartzberg, who does this amazing nature and people photography film that you'll see, with music by Gary Malkin and narration by Benedictine monk Brother David Steindl Rast. Take a deep breath and receive this gift. Amen. May we be a people who open our eyes and open our hearts to see the faces, the beauty all around us, and respond with gratitude. May we be a people who celebrate Thanksgiving Day, the rich and complex history of the holiday in our nation, the rich and complex histories and forms of our family and our tables. But may we always and in all things be a people who believe with all our hearts in the simple act of giving thanks to God for the gift of this day. Amen, people of God.